Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host Barb here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Should I say happy Psychic Night Friday?
That's right. And because it's Psychic Friday, we have Dale Shear here. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Hi, Barbie.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday. Did you have a nice birthday?
It did. I mean, I've been philosophically thinking about being 50, you know, because things are starting to change. Like, I have to, you know, like, the doctors are doing different things with me now that I'm 50, and it's...
Like what?
Well, just different things. Like, the last time I went in for my checkup, they gave me one of those, they hooked me up with one of those little wires, you know?
That's all normal. That's totally normal. You're lucky they do that, Johnny. You're lucky.
No, I know. What I'm saying is they didn't do that before, but I mean, I'm okay with them doing it now. It's just that...
You have to be.
Right. It's like, I mean, I think that now that I'm 50, I'm able to say, you know, like if I say that something is private, I'm better at saying it's private, you know, to my parents. So like I say, I don't want to talk about this, you know, but.
That's interesting. Did you know I just tried to make my daughter a doctor's appointment and they would not do it unless they got her on the phone to make the appointment. And she wouldn't do it because she doesn't like to do certain things, and she was too shy to phone. This happened a couple weeks ago, and I said, you're never going to get a doctor's appointment if you don't talk to them, because they are adamant about this. Can you believe it? If they're over 12, they actually have to make the appointment.
I've never had that happen. Barbara, it's real simple. You just say that you are, like I do with Richard, and tell him you're the caregiver of her, so you have the right to make the appointment.
Thank you. You would think so, because you guys know that I've always been covered completely if I do my paperwork properly on time, which I usually do. Free. Everything's free because her dad passed away when she was not even 2 years old. So we have this. So I don't know
what's
the difference.
You're not listening to me. But besides that, you never told us if you went to the wine tasting or not.
Went to where? I didn't hear you.
Remember we had that big discussion last week about the wine tasting?
Oh.
Napa?
Oh, my gosh. I thought I did let you know, and copied and pasted a couple of messages. That's weird.
No.
I'll have to look back and see why that didn't work for you. So, Dale, no, I didn't, and I stood my ground, and and I was glad I did so. And, well, you can't argue with the calculator, can you?
Mm-mm.
Right, so there was nothing for the other party to say. There was no rebuttal whatsoever, because the facts are facts. You guys helped me so much. Plus, I know it's a simple equation, but... And nobody really ever sat me down. I never really did it. I think that I was guilty of just being, you know, damsel and stressed type.
Where are you? I hear a whole bunch of wind and noise.
I'm sorry, because I did a test. I did a test with Johnny, and he said I sounded fine. I'm actually walking a dog right now, but I'll be home soon. Sorry about the wind. I am actually watching my favorite dog ever, and I think everybody needs a dog. I love this dog so much. I can't wait to cuddle with it tonight. It's not a little cuddly one. It's a pit bull, but it's the best, sweetest, most gorgeous
pit
bull I've ever seen.
Let's go back to, we switched subjects 3 times. Okay, so what you do is so simple. You call the doctor, and you tell him, you are the mother, or you have power of attorney or whatever you want to say, but you are the one that takes care of her, and you're making an appointment.
Okay. Ugh. I think my problem was is I called the exchange, you know, the help desk to do everything for me. Because I didn't call directly.
Well, that's what you did wrong. If you called directly, you'd be able to make an appointment.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe me?
Yes.
I need you in my life, and I have you in my life, and I'm grateful.
I'm just Richard and Tony. Yeah, I'm just a little older and wiser. And then Richard, he's older, wiser. We had a big thing today. He lost his glasses, and we're trying to find him.
Oh, God.
He was driving me nuts, and I said, you're going to find him. You're going to find him. And sure enough, he left his glasses home.
So, thank goodness.
Yes, it was a weird
day. I am really good at finding things, though, you guys. Even Priscilla said, maybe I have a clairvoyant search deal going on in my mind, but I've gotten some people out of some bad situations with that, with my power.
I love it. Well, I knew he'd find it. Well, I was the one that found it, but I knew he would find it. You know, so
he just totally blind without his teeth.
No,
blind.
Actually, no. He had some sunglasses in the car that were prescription that he could see through, so that was good. I'm going, are you sure you could drive? He goes, yeah, he was fine.
Does he do the driving? Everybody, Richard is 93, our really good friend on the line on the show right now. So that's amazing. Richard, you have just not even changed for so many years. You're such a sharp 93-year-old.
Well, speaking of which, wait, I got to interrupt for this for everybody. Did you see Top Gun at all?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you love it or what?
Yeah, I loved that movie a long time ago, though.
I saw it, too, and I just the only thing I didn't love was the girl that he has playing his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, girlfriend.
I didn't like her.
She and I both. I felt she had no charisma, and yet my husband said she's so popular in everything, and I was blown away because there's no attraction between the girl and him whatsoever. Do you agree?
I never felt that either. There was not that, which they do need unless they do their movie magic on it, which they were not successful. But I never like a woman actress that is actually bigger than the leading man. And I felt like she was just bigger than he was. I don't like it for some reason. It rubs me the wrong way. Did you notice that?
I'm bigger, literally.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. The movie was great as far as the movie. The cast was bigger.
Boy, somebody's rubbing something here.
What?
Some sort of background noise.
Okay, well, just ignore it. Hello.
Hi. Do you remember the name of that actress? I can't remember right now.
No.
I can't remember.
The real top cover. The whole fact that I'm not. It's her. She's walking a dog, Richard.
Washing a dog?
I'm walking a dog, but I heard you breaking up. I don't know. Am I breaking up?
No. She's walking a dog, Richard.
Richard, I'm walking a dog. Mm-hmm.
Oh, walking a dog.
So that might be it. But you guys, back to the actress. I agree. I don't think she's ever really done a whole lot after that movie, which should have catapulted her.
Well, to me, he was not the loving person, you know, that he would be, you know, I don't know, but maybe I was missing the point. I absolutely loved Top Gun as far as all the aerobatics from the planes and everything he was doing. And, you know, living in Lake Tahoe, what's really weird is that you could see them fly over Emerald Bay. But unless you don't live here, you would never know that. But they had quite a bit of footage from Lake Tahoe. It's unbelievable. And from Fallon Air Force. I've asked Richard to take me up to Fallon because he could get me in there and we could get on all the planes. So that's, you know, that's only an hour from the house. So I want to check it out because they have a museum up there.
It's always so cool. Dale?
Huh?
It's always so cool. It's always very cool when a movie is done near your hometown or where you live. That is more special. So that's totally cool. I'm glad you finally saw that movie.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, I've been to Fallon once, and I thought, what a weird, ugly place. I mean, you know, it's nothing. We're talking, Rich has been there, too. Nothing. I mean, desert, nothing, high desert. It was like, okay, I can pass this up for a lifetime. But I did not know Top Gun was up there and the Navy Air Force Base. Now I'm excited to go.
Yeah, that's probably why they made that Air Force Base there. It was a wide open, nothing area, you know? Am I right, Richard?
Yeah, that's why it's there. There's nothing there.
Cool. I can't wait to hear about it when you
nobody,
guys go and visit.
Nobody to complain about the noise or anything like that.
Not with these gas prices. We're not going anywhere. Not in Nevada, we're at, well, we're okay with Costco. We're about $5?
No, we're over $5.
Tomorrow. How much is it?
Well, it was $5.09 one time, but I think it's higher than that now.
Yeah.
I have to ask Blythe.
Barbara. What, let's see, how much are the gas prices where you are now?
$6.40 now, even more than when I talked to you guys before about the winery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, it's $6.40-something cents for the high octane, which I must get. I have to.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know you do. But this is ridiculous. Well, suppose the president is going to, where is he going, Richard, to check with the prince?
He's going over to kiss butt with the Arabs.
So we can get the price, whatever it takes to get the prices lower, who cares?
Uh-huh. You know? That won't.
I agree.
I do agree. Because I watched the stock market today, and they said that they're going to be easing up on oil, but I don't know who they're going to be giving it to. I don't have a clue. But
does
anyway,
Johnny hear anything about it? Johnny, do your parents complain about gas prices? You're heading out to Atlanta, very long trip, how many hours?
Well, actually, we back from Atlanta. But I did see that we were in Atlanta for a few days because my aunt died. But the thing is that it was the prices. You know, I guess they complained about it a little bit. I mean, but it was mostly just being in the car cramped. I mean, it just felt really weird. I mean, every time I go and I pack those trips, I pack and I always worry about leaving things and forgetting things. And it, you know.
It's called anxiety. A lot of people get that during travel.
You know, it's, I have to tell you something weird. I had some friends that went to Kauai in Hawaii, okay? And 5 days after they landed, they contracted the coronavirus. So they all were quarantined for however many days. I don't know. But they had taken the home test, and that's how they found out they had it. So a lot of people taking the home test are still going places. They're not telling anybody, and they're giving the virus out, you know, to different people. So that kind of worries me because it's starting to peak up again.
Yes, because most people think, oh, I'm fine. I haven't gotten it, so I'm never going to get it. But it's still there, people. It's lingering. So don't consider yourself too lucky yet. Just keep protecting yourself.
Well, there's a weird thing. Now they're offering the fourth shot, Barbara.
Which I got yesterday.
Oh, you did get it. Oh, okay. Did you have any side effects?
Nope.
None. Well, I was scared to get it because I heard of one person after 3 days died from it. So.
Oh.
What
kind of person
was
it?
100,000 or something.
I'm going to wait. It's just a friend of a friend. My eye doctor.
What, like age, body type, ailments?
I don't know any of those. But I'm just going to wait a while. It's telling me I can get it right now, but I've had all three. So I just want to wait it out because I don't know. I'm not that sure yet on this one.
I have not gotten the boosters. You guys, I got from Target $25 for getting my first shot and $25 for my second shot. So every shot I get $25 gift certificate at Target because of the government.
Wow. That's cool. Johnny, should we just talk?
Yeah, we do have callers. This is area code 860, and you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, it's Amala. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Amala.
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Okay. I'm sorry. I haven't talked to Barbara in a week, so this is my only time to catch up with her. So a lot of.
Did you mind, Amala, or do you like to hear our little chat?
Yeah, I did have a question. Like, I'm sorry. I missed something. Go ahead.
Wait, you have a question. What's your question?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I've been really a lot of soul searching. Oh my goodness, it's been a heck of a 6-7 months.
I don't want to hear a story. I'm a psychic. I'm not a shrink.
No, I'm not. I'm getting right to it. I'm not going to go on. That's all I'm saying is that, and leading into the question is this. So because I've done the soul searching, do you feel in a sense me meeting somebody right? I mean, it's been so long. It's been 4 years, 5 years since I've met somebody any remotely interesting.
Well, you're fussy. And you check all the boxes. And I don't know what you're doing to try to meet people. What are you doing?
I go out. I'm very social in the sense of now it's summertime in Connecticut. So there's just town healing. There's yoga. There's all sorts of stuff to do. And I do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Hello?
All sorts of stuff to do, and I do it.
Oh, good. Okay. Are you going to meet somebody? Yes, definitely. You'll be with somebody living or married within 3 years. You have a guy coming in by the name of Robert. I don't know if you know him already, and if you don't, he's going to come, you know, flying in. But it's like you meet him by bumping into him. You meet him by on the sly of, you're not expecting it. You're kind of looking for other men or other people, and this guy just pops in.
Okay, so it's within 3 years? You don't see it this year? You think it's...
Hear me. You will be married or living together from day one to 3 years. So it happens day one to 3 years. I don't know how long.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay.
So don't, it's like, call us when you meet the right one because it's going to be fine.
I know. It's been a while. I don't even know. I don't think I'm fussy. Honestly, the word is discernment. It's just like, I'm just going to say one thing. If you want good quality food, I wouldn't go to McDonald's for good quality food. So I'm looking for a good partner. So there you go. You know, I don't want to put, you know, I've done a lot of work on myself.
So I deserve somebody who's really, really healthy and smart.
Again,
and
I'm not a shrink. I don't need to hear all this stuff. That's wonderful. I've done it. Now go out and find the man, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank
you. Okay. Go ahead, Johnny. Next one.
Okay. 302, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
Jackie.
And where are you calling from?
Delaware.
Wow. Our first from Delaware. That's a trip. Beautiful area, although I've never been, but it's beautiful. I'm from Jersey. But I never made it up to
so close.
How can I help you?
I want to know about my love life. What's happening?
Everybody wants to know about their love life. You can't be that ambiguous. You have to be very specific.
When will I meet the love of my life?
Oh, boy. Mm. Everybody's wanting it to happen. I see you dating several men, so I don't see one in particular. But I you're like our first caller. You're kind of fussy with who you want to be with. And I'm getting the name Jimmy or James. Do you know somebody by that name?
I mean, I have an ex with that name.
Oh, sorry. Is he coming back in?
No.
I want to make sure. Because never know, when I pick up those names, there's a good reason for it. I also get a very weird name, something that's unusual by the name of Tyler. And that's very unusual, but there's somebody coming in with that name. I see quite a few people surrounding you. And, yes, you will meet the right person, but I don't know how long. I don't have a clue. What are you doing to meet somebody, honey?
Not much.
Well, how do you expect to meet anybody? Not doing
Well, I want to bump into them. I'm not doing an online thing, that's for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan on bumping into them at the store?
At the pool or whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. We go to the pool all the time. So, yeah, keep going to the pool. So you have plenty of options. And you're getting a little older, but it's all right. You're very good looking, and you have a lot going for you. So don't worry about it. You're going to meet the right person, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am.
Barbara.
Yes.
Have you been thinking
about love?
Yeah, have you been thinking about men lately? Or you talk for a bit, Barbara. I need a break here.
Okay. Well, yes, but when you said, oh, I don't see one, I see more than one, I'm wondering, would I be able to do this? Does this take a certain type of person to be able to juggle and date different people? To me, it seems difficult to do that. I like to do one at a time.
I agree with that. At one point in my life, I had two producers fighting for my attention, getting roses from one, getting roses from another. It was just so tiring, I can tell you. Asking me out here, asking me out there, and I was like, you know, you get them mixed up because it's rough. I'd rather do one at a time.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught with a weirdo and get him mixed up. On the news, I heard that this woman called out the wrong name to her one of them that was a serious relationship. She called out the wrong name, rubbed him very wrong, and he ended up killing her right then and there. Now he's in jail for the rest of his life.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I've done that.
Sport TV.
That is.
You don't usually like to hear any negative things, Dale. I know that, but I just, I had to. It's part of our topic right now, and I had to share that. But that was crazy. That made him so livid, so mad that he was willing to just kill over it.
Well, he probably would have killed her anyway for something else, so I don't
probably.
Know what to say. But anyway, let me give out my phone number if people want to call me. You want to do that, Barb?
Oh, okay. Well, Dale, I didn't memorize it, but I'm in now, so. Hey, everybody, I got it. Everybody, Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, is world-renowned, and she's available to you throughout the week if you don't get through today. Her direct line is 808-372-1816, so use it. Do it. Right, Dale?
Mm-hmm. Right on. Okay, Johnny, do we have others or what's going on?
Yes. Area code 980. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, my name's Juanita. How are you?
Hi, Juanita. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
How wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I just recently moved here. I have my house for sale in North Carolina, and I'm looking to see if I'm going to be moving into a new place soon. Like,
what,
is there any hang-ups?
You're referring to your house is for sale now?
Mm-hmm, and I need to get a new one.
Well,
I'm staying with a friend.
Wait a minute. You're just jumping the horse. I mean, you're jumping. You got to get your sold first, okay? All right.
Yes,
now
it has
I don't.
To be sold.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to move to the beach. I mean, I'm at the beach, but I want my own place. Right now, I'm living with someone. It's not going so well.
But mm-hmm. you're not answering the question, which is the house that you have now. Are you want to rent it out, or do you
no,
want to?
No, I'm selling it. Yeah, I'm selling it.
That's what I asked you, and you said no. So
I'm
you're
sorry,
selling it. You have it on the market.
Correct.
For how much?
It's for $410.
Okay. You should have no problem. Do you have a realtor at this point?
I have an offer on the table. I just need to know if I'm going to be able to find a house here in Charleston.
Okay, you can't jump that. Do not jump. We have to sell your house first. Okay?
Okay. Do you see me selling my house quickly?
Yes. You are going. The houses are going through a roof. They're cash offers. So just spend your time with, you know, selling the house. But I'm worried about you finding a house because everything
yeah.
is so ridiculous and high price. Even if you have $450 or whatever, or they, you know, they bid on it, doesn't matter. I don't know what are the houses going for in the other area.
There, I mean, there's older houses that are around the $300,000 to $200,000 range, but of course those are like fixer uppers. And then I could also do a condo.
Wait
like
a minute, Dan. Do you want a condo? Do you want a house? What do you want?
What I want is a house near some water so I can fish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
House near water is pretty easy in North or South Carolina, but I don't know if it'll be in your price range.
Yeah, but you asked me what I wanted.
Sorry. I'm laughing at this lady.
I'm trying to make. Oh God. Keep laughing. I'll shut up. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what? Of getting the ocean house. would be more of a condo.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it would have to be. Condo's fine.
Okay. Well, go ahead and sell this, and you will sell it, and you'll get a condo.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, I didn't ask your opinion. Oh, God. Two or three bedrooms.
Not saying a word. Okay.
Richard, you can hang. You can hang up now. Anyway, he's really pissing me off. Richard, I can't concentrate when you are giggling and laughing, okay? What I was going to say to you is you will get a condo, and it will be good, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not worried about you a bit.
You're not worried about me at all?
No. You're in good shape, but quit jumping around to what you want. You want this, you want that, you don't want this, you don't want that. Be specific and write down what you do want and go for it. Okay?
Okay. All righty.
All right. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
You too.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Ma'am.
You're welcome.
Is Richard still on?
Yes.
Oh, don't kick Richard off just because he was tickled.
Well, he needs to stop interrupting my psychic ability. Okay?
Well,
yeah.
I was laughing with the lady.
All right, Richard, do you want to keep talking? Go ahead and talk. The floor is yours.
What, mine? I don't want to interfere with your psychic abilities. But
yeah.
I was simply laughing with her. She was laughing over what she said, you know, about wanting something. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Richard has a way about him. He likes to make everybody feel comfortable. That's what I think. You know, and that's so sweet. Sometimes I just put it on mute, and then Dell doesn't even know I'm there. She's like, Barbara, Barbara. And I'm like, I'm here. I put it on mute because sometimes I'm laughing along with Richard.
Laughing.
What's wrong with that? Well, that's the name of the show, Life, Laughter, and Happiness and Joy and all that.
Yeah.
We're
adding
one.
To it. He's on a roll,
okay.
Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie, are you there?
I'm still here. Did you want to go to the next caller?
Yeah, but before you do, give out your number for people to call in, please.
Sure. Okay, the number to call in is area code 516-531-9874.
For your mini free reading with Psychic Del here right now, everybody.
Okay. You ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, go right.
Area code 916. You are live on the air with Psychic Del Shear.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, where are you calling from, darling?
Calling from California.
Did you say your area code is 916?
Yes, yeah, 916, calling from California.
Yeah, that's Sacramento area. Okay, you're not far from where I am, where you're near Lake Tahoe. How's the weather down there?
You know what? It's overcast right now. It's about 80 degrees, so nice weather.
Yeah, they're calling for rain. It's getting kind of cloudy up here. Okay, how can I help?
Yeah, we need it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just calling to see if you see something, you know, with my love life. You know, I got a new job. My life is more tranquil now, and I think I'm ready, but I just kind of see what you see out there.
Oh, my goodness. You're real. You would date 18 people if you could. I mean, if it was, I'm being facetious about this, but if it were proposed to you, you would just go one right after another, right after another, right after another, until you find the right one. You're not like a one-person man. You're just like, you know, you want to date a lot of people, correct?
It kind of just depends. Like, I'm a loyal person, and
yeah.
I know that if they can offer something stable and that they're, you know, they're independent and they add some value, of course I'll be stable. But if they're just there to have fun, then okay, you know, I know where to draw the line.
Okay. I see many women being attracted to you, and I see you having a ball. I feel like you have everything together at this point, so you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay, because I'm not dating anybody at all.
Well, it's just the beginning of the summer. What type of work are you doing?
I work in lobbying, government, and communications.
And you're not? Anybody doing that?
I'm sorry?
And you're not meeting anybody doing that? I thought they got rid of all the lobbyists. I guess they didn't.
No. I'm in the capital city, so no.
Yeah, but I was wondering. I heard that they had gotten rid of all the lobby people. Whatever, that's interesting. Out of curiosity, when you lobby, do you lobby for topics, or do you lobby for, like, say, Republican or Democrat?
Well, so I haven't started yet because this job starts this week, and it is for a specific industry.
Okay, are you allowed to express that again?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry?
Are you allowed to say what the industry is?
Let's say real estate.
I'm sorry?
Real estate.
Oh, real estate. Okay. All right, that's very interesting. I see nothing but success surrounding you. Nothing but money surrounding you. I see you doing very, very, very well from the beginning of the time that you take your job to the end. And in the process, there'll be many, many women that you will be in touch with, and one of them will be yours.
Oh, okay. Do you know when that would be? Would that be like in a year? Can you tell? Or?
Well, psychics are not on time. So I would say, you know, within, I'd say, 1 day to 3 years. But, I see you just having a ball. I see you going out. I see you having dinner. I see you whining and dining. I see you having a ball. So that's a good part.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, I just got this job. The other job that I had, it was very toxic. And I had put in my 2 weeks, and after I put in my 2 weeks, they said, well, good thing you put in your 2 weeks because we were going to fire you tomorrow. And I said, good, because I'm leaving a toxic. I was leaving a toxic situation. I was being verbally abused, but, you know, I'm methodical in what I do, and I found an ally, and they helped me get out of there and land me a new job, and my mental health is a lot better now. And now it's like, you know what, I'm a pretty young guy. I'm in my prime, and I'm not dating anybody, you know, and that's why I'm asking, you know.
Okay. Words of advice. You will see a lot of things you don't like. That will be normal. So just keep your mouth shut. Ride the river.
Okay.
So if you want to keep this job, that's the way you keep it. The other one, you actually stirred up too much, so they wanted to get rid of you. So don't do it in this job. because this job is going to be a keeper.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really, like I said, I got a $10,000 raise. And the people are so much more better, or such much better there.
Good luck to you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, sir.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh, Barb?
Oh, yeah. And I think it's good that he will find maybe the lady now. So later on when he does hit it big and make a lot more money, he won't have to wonder, are they just with me for my money? Because I have friends that wonder that all the time.
He's already making good money. He's already doing it. So, I mean, it's just a matter of him finding the right person, and he will. He's at the prime. So,
prime is good.
Prime is
time.
Good. You and I passed the prime.
They want you. They want you more when you're past your prime. Sometimes, actually, they really do. I've noticed.
You might be right. I'd like to know your thinking on that, but you might be right.
Yes, because
you know, every time it's sort of fun. It's sort of funny. What I will say this about Barbara, I love looking up the stuff that she's done. Like, I looked up the Phil Collins video, you know, that she was in, and I need me or something. I need you or something. I think that's what the name of it was. And I saw that, and I kept watching just to see if I could find Barbara, because sometimes I'm not very good at recognizing faces.
Well, I was
like,
the only one in it that had the part. What do you mean?
Well, actually, there
was
another
lady. I
was the
only one.
No, there was another
lady.
You
thought I had dark brown hair?
Well, no, what I'm
hair.
Saying is that I mean, when I saw you, and was like, oh, yeah, I knew it was you, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not very good at recognizing faces. Like for example, when I watch Austin Powers, I can't tell which one is you.
Well, that one's a given, since all of us had, seven of us had the same wig, the same outfit, and the same makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's two completely different characters in something, I would hope that you would be able to notice which one I am.
Yes.
Anyway, that's funny. Thank you,
Barbara.
Thank you, Johnny. My dad shared that. He's now on Facebook, so that was cute because he's proud of his daughter, you know.
I bet. Okay, what are we doing, Johnny?
All right. 951, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in from California. I wanted to see if you have a general message, but anything coming in on, career or romance or a move?
Oh, it won't work that way, sir. It has to be extremely specific.
Yeah. Okay. How do you see me doing on career?
What do you do? What type of career?
I'm just wondering what kind of career I might do. I did security. I'm kind of doing Uber, but I want to.
Well, keep in mind one thing. When you're going or asking me, what do you see me doing? That's like saying, what did I eat for breakfast 5 days ago? It doesn't work that way. You have to be specific. Okay. You're doing well at Uber. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
He dropped. He dropped.
He what?
He got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Go to the next one.
There isn't, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the number out again in case he calls back. 516-531-9874.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, I'll talk to Barbara.
Yeah, maybe he will try back. He needs to get a little more specific, right, Dale?
Yes. People don't realize, what did I have for breakfast 5 days ago? I don't know. But when you're getting specific, it really helps a lot. It really does.
That's so funny. It reminds me of
that guy who was testifying for the Depp case, and they asked him a question. It was so broad. He goes, I don't know. Like, what was she wearing? This is 6 years ago. He's the security guard. He's like, I don't know. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast.
Gosh, you know that. Were you happy with the way that case turned out?
Yes, I was. He really won. I don't even know why they put that one last thing that it was hard to win. He won the $2 million for defamation. It was hard for them to prove. She called the police. That didn't work. So they roughed the place up again, and she called the police again. That was one of the things that they were fighting. I mean, that's very hard to prove. They should have left that out.
Why would she do that? That's what I don't understand.
I think she has a mental disorder.
Oh, did you? Really? Really?
Well, she was diagnosed. I do. Personality disorder, and that historical has to do with the insides of a woman, like associated with hysterectomy. It derives from that many, many years ago. And it's like you're a manic person, and it could very well be true.
Well, to be honest with you, let's talk about menopause, because that deals with a lot of that mental illness portion. And people don't realize it. They don't realize how serious it is. They don't realize that 80, 90 people just don't breath through it, that it's rough.
Oh, yeah. Well, the hormones affect a lot of things in your mind, of course. It doesn't always have to just deal with a feminine hormone. Hormones could be whacked out with anybody. And they really affect a person.
That, and what I've noticed, because I've worked on a lot of cases, detective cases, but what I've noticed is that one of the biggest problems is abandonment issues. People that have been abandoned tend to kill other people for some other reason. But abandonment issues are pretty bad. And that's when I've worked on. I've noticed that it's. What?
About abandonment. So did you watch the trial a little bit? Where was she abandoned? It seems like the parents were always together. They never were abandoned. So I don't understand. How else could you feel abandonment without that going on in your childhood?
It doesn't have to be your childhood. It could be a boyfriend that left you at the altar. It could be a boyfriend that you just broke up with. That's abandonment. There's a lot of forms of abandonment. A lot.
That would be interesting to know where hers did come from, because they didn't really point that out. So, you know, when I was watching it, I was thinking, I'm glad that I don't have all those mental issues. Yeah, I have a couple phobias. Phone calls wear me out, and I'm trying to overcome stuff like that. But like this, where you go absolutely crazy.
I told you, go to a hypnotherapist, and it'll be gone.
I will, but that's nothing compared to going irate and crazy like a lunatic when somebody just needs a little space.
She wanted the attention, and part of her probably still loves him, whether she wants to admit it or not. And part of him probably still loves her. But because they can't get along, they're just having major problems, that's all.
Yeah.
And don't be
crazy.
Money is the issue. But I can't understand how she will pay him $10 million or whatever if she don't have it. How's that going to work?
Right.
Well, I did hear from another celebrity. Sharon Osbourne discussing it. She said that whatever she's making, it's going to go to that and not her pocketbook.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, didn't she originally get money from him?
Yes, she got $7 million, which she said that she was going to donate, and they proved that she did not donate most. Well, she donated $250,000. So they caught her on that, and because she said, well, I use donate the same as I pledged, synonymously. Well, they don't. And I heard that that was a big turn for a lot of the jurors because that is not honest. I think that people don't like liars. America does not like a liar. There's no integrity in that.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, but you're just talking about this one case.
Yeah.
Many cases, you know, where abandonment just does play a big role. You take the O.J. Simpson case, the one I worked on. And, you know, he was abandoned in the course of one day. His girlfriend left him. His ex-wife, he thought, had a lover. In the course of one day, she had, Nicole had joined the anonymous, you know, where she would have to, I don't know the word for it, she would have to just give him up and just say, hey, that's it. And in the course of the one day, he decided to go sneak up on her and check her out and sit in front of her porch, which he had done many other times. That wasn't the only time he did it. With a knife or without, it didn't matter.
I will say that there was one thing, I will say this about the trial, though. I have read somewhere that the jury was not sequestered. Is that true?
I don't know what that means, Joni. I don't know sequestered. All I know is that he did it beyond reasonable doubt, and there was nobody else.
What that means is they keep the jury away from reading the papers and watching the news.
More than likely not. More than likely not. I was privileged to meet the family and go inside of the condo where she was murdered. And the actual crime took effect within 2 to 3 feet of the steps of the condo. It wasn't, you know, like a mile away. It was 2 to 3 feet. And he didn't kill the dog. And it's just the unfortunate thing was that her mother left her glasses at the restaurant. And the gentleman returned them. And forget his name, Ron or whatever.
Ron.
He returned them. And on his way to returning them, OJ was sitting in the dirt there because he liked to watch Nicole and see who she'd be with or what she'd be doing. And she was lighting candles and doing things. So when Ron walked through the door, that was all he needed. And then he went nutso. But he had a course
wrong
of a
place,
day.
Wrong time.
Right. Wrong place, right time. Yeah, of course, of abandonment issues at that point. Everybody left him. That was my whole point.
Well, that is a good point, and I understand. And it could be, of course, after childhood. I just wish they would have pointed out when she felt so abandoned. It just is interesting to me. I just find psychology very interesting.
She would never know that she was abandoned. And she just wouldn't know. I mean, she would just, this was a whole big acting role for her. It was she did what she did.
She didn't do very well.
So now we're talking back to the Johnny Depp thing. But he's not that innocent either. I mean, you know, hey, he done a lot of things to her, too.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is that the jury for the Johnny Depp thing would go home every night, is what I'm saying.
Oh, where did the other jurors go home? They didn't go home, the others, for
the
OJ
jury
trial?
What I'm trying to say is the jurors for the Johnny Depp trial were not sequestered. They went home every night. So they probably saw everything in the news.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it on the news. So I wouldn't have known anything, to be honest with you.
And they weren't supposed to. I wouldn't, if I were told by a judge to not do it, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't discuss the case. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Because I've worked
most people don't. And I want to hear about what Dale worked on, like the OJ case. Was it really weird going into the condo? Because I used to just drive by and I was just feeling some really bad vibes just driving by the condo.
I was supposed to go in, which I did, with the sister.
Yeah.
And you know, to the best of my knowledge. And it took me 3 hours to go through the door because of the energy was so unbelievably scary. Three hours, you know, to walk from one line to another to get into the house. I still have her last cigarette that she smoked and what the children had, wrote that day, you know, from school, they gave it to me, you know, and I have her last cigarette, but I mean, it's just, she had it wrapped in a shell, you know, like a Hawaiian shell thing. But it was just nothing was touched. I was able to walk in there, and then that was very weird, but what was even weirder is when I had to go to Laguna Beach and be with the family and tell them my findings and give them the tapes. The dog was there, and exactly at 10 o'clock or whatever, that dog ran around in circles and acted out the whole murder at that point.
Whoa. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He would do that every night. He would just,
did they notice
it?
Did they notice that or did you?
Yes.
Wow. That poor dog.
I noticed it first, and then after that, it was just unreal. But they got him in Nevada, which is, Nevada's a weird state here. They got him in Vegas for people taking his memorabilia, which they shouldn't have done, and selling it. And he had a gun, and he went in, he was going to shoot somebody. They got him for that, and they put him in jail for 15 years. That is, or 12 years, whatever they did, that's how they got even with him on the Nicole case. That's what they do in Nevada. If you did one thing, they'll get even with you on something else.
I remember that, and I do remember being at the Hilton Hotel. I was going to have a birthday brunch by the pool with just a few friends, and he was there, and he really ruined it for everybody because his energy was so evil. We couldn't even have fun. We didn't have fun. It was the weirdest. He was just happened to be there.
Well, that's weird because I had my hard copy had me go into the court case. I got a pass. And during the DNA discussion, he was there. And he was greeting everybody like it was an event. Like, hi, how are you, type thing, you know. I thought that was very good. And I was able to pick up on him there. And my whole goal was to check on the jurors to see what they would vote. That was for hard copy, the TV show.
Wow, you were right in the midst of it. I'm glad they had you.
I didn't want to be. I didn't know him from Adam, you know, and I was trying to be very objective. But it's very hard to be very objective when I had to wrap myself in her clothes and be the psychic and tell them what I saw. That was the hardest part.
I would never even imagine that you had to do that. We don't even know what goes into it when you're dealing with a crime scene, Dale. That is so intense. Wow.
That's why I quit doing detective work, because it got so scary to me, and it felt eerie. I just didn't want to do it. The last one I did was Hawaii, and there's something in Hawaii that turned into a drug massacre case, and they just arrested the guy not too long ago, and they have him in jail. But the FBI told me to back off. I mean, I've had the FBI tell me to back off because they said they had it. Don't worry.
Could be dangerous for you.
Right.
Super
right,
scary.
Right.
Scary,
so that's why
and
I quit.
Not just that, but the vibes.
Well, yeah, both. So that's why I quit doing those, just wanting to be able to the one-on-one basis of people and helping them.
I don't blame you at all. That's so interesting, though.
So many cases. My teacher was considered one of the best in the world, and he trained me to most cases. And the funny thing about Peter was he'd find everybody that was dead. I find everybody that was alive. That was amazing.
That's better.
Well, yeah, I really didn't want to find anybody dead.
Although,
I just didn't.
It's good to find both because the family can finally have some closure and not wonder, okay, is my child in a dungeon being tortured, still, you know, your mind can just, feel for those people.
And in 91, when I moved to Tahoe, I worked on the, I'm having a brain fart. J.C. Lee Dugard case. I was asked to work on that, and I had just moved to Tahoe. And I go, no, I don't want to work on anything. And I said, please, the family really wants you. And I'm like, no. She was the one that was taken from Tahoe, and they hadn't seen her for 18 years. And, you know, she had 3 children, and it was unreal.
And found alive, and I know that story very well. But
oh,
I
know. My best friend. We kept thinking that my best friend, they thought killed. I said to the cops, I said, no, she wasn't killed. She's alive. And she'll walk in one day and she'll go to her mother and they'll know it for sure. And they thought I was crazy. And then 18 years later, it happened. Hello.
Yes, it did, and you are definitely not crazy, and you knew. That's amazing, Dale. Oh, I remember the story, and she's an amazing girl, woman. She has such a great outlook in life after all of that. Everybody should read her book and know her story, because if you can come out of that and still have a great attitude, we could all learn from that.
It was rough for her. She got umpteen million dollars from the police because they went to the house several times and they overlooked the backyard where she was staying in this hut. And the reason she didn't call her mother is that she had children, and the man who captured her said, I'll kill your kids. So she had no intention of calling her mother, you know. So it was really got me. And there was one just recently in the news that was even worse than that. But people are just strange lately.
They're so strange. But I can see how she wouldn't want to jeopardize that, because the love
love for her children, which were produced from the rape from her, the man who was holding her for captive. That is another good thing for people who may be looking at abortion because they were raped, to maybe take a look at that story, because the love for your children is no less, no matter who the father is.
Well, to be honest with you, the one thing I always learned was you can replace a man, but you can't replace a child.
Yes, the innocent children are innocent, and they deserve to be loved.
Unless you're raped or incest or, you know, held as a prisoner, then I feel that that would be necessary to make a choice. Or if your child is totally deformed, then that's necessary.
Well, yes, I feel like the deformed, the health issue, I feel that I would make the decision not to have it, because I actually did that, everybody. I actually did make that choice. And, hey, it's a part of me. I did it, and I am not ashamed of it. But I had the resources. Dale, what about people who don't have the resources? What about if they overturn Roe versus Wade, which I think they have in some states, haven't they?
No.
Yes.
No, because of it doesn't happen until June, Johnny. They just closed down the states and won't allow abortion in those states. And that's up to each individual state. Like Nevada's fine. You can have an abortion here, you know, up to so many weeks. But there are certain states, about six of them, that just closed down and they won't allow it. But, I mean, if you want to know anything about that, they did a movie with Natalie Wood many years ago called Love with a Proper Stranger. And let me tell you, that got to me. At the end, the woman could not have an abortion because, you know, in those days you couldn't. And she ended up getting the child out with a hanger. And after that, I got so sick thinking of that.
Wow.
So you've got to be fair, and you've got to allow certain things, okay?
I believe that they should allow it because things like that will happen, because people will do desperate things in desperate situations.
That's right. So, you know, you kind of like, you make rules, that's all. I don't know how we got there, but I think we're way over time. We got there.
We got there, everybody, and thank you for listening, and thank you, Dale, for your services with these amazing cases, the OJ trial that you helped with, and I'm sure that sister really appreciated you and the whole family. I met the sister, and she was an amazing woman. She gave me a little angel pendant I still have. Just randomly met her at a restaurant.
I got one of those, too, many years ago. Dominique, I think it was her. But the sister was a couple. They had two sisters, and it was just amazing. Oh, but when I was in Laguna Beach, OJ had called them, the parents, and the parents didn't want to wanted to go along with what he said because of the fact they didn't want to lose their grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they had to. That's intense. That whole thing was so intense. But thanks
for
sharing that. And Dugard, Casey Dugard, or her name was?
J.C. Lee Dugard. She wrote a book, too.
Amazing. And I did not know that you were helping with that case. So, J.C.'s case, I did not know that. That's amazing. I know that case really well.
What is so weird is I did not go after these cases. People asked me to come in on a case. And the problem is that I don't know that there's fame involved at all when I'm doing it, because I'm involved with doing my thing. The next thing
really?
You know,
So you did not know there was, it was famous. It was just another case.
Right. When they asked me to do OJ on hard copy, I said, I don't even like orange juice. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No way. That's funny.
So they said, well, we want you to go in on the case and help us. And I said, well, okay. And then after a while, I said, no, you know, you're going to pay me. They don't pay. You know, you and they started paying me $1,000 a pop.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Well, you have had an incredible life, and we have you here. We're so grateful and lucky to have you here every Friday for Psychic Night Fridays. So thank you, Dale.
My life is not over yet, hopefully. So I don't know what.
Well, we are glad about that.
Yep.
Of course it's not.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of it. But anyway, I bid you a fair adieu, my friend. What else is in the news? Terrible. So what can I tell you?
That's why I don't watch it.
We'll go on record for one or two or three things, which is they will change. Well, they already did in New York, but they will change the voting age to 21. So you can't get those rifles. And they will, there'll be some states that won't allow the rifles, and it's going to be much harder on the gun laws, and they're going to be really, really looking at them left and right, you know. I don't like the idea of the children having to go to school and there be armed guards. They are just to watch them. That, to me, is pathetic. You might as well go live in another country. You know,
especially
what I mean?
When that doesn't even work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But
oh, my goodness, yes. The rest of the news is horrible, and we do know that. I'm glad they are making a change, though, because something had to give, something had to change, because what's in place now is obviously not working. So onward, forward, everybody, and thank you for listening. Listeners and callers, thank you. You'll be able to hear yourself.
The words like this, Barbara, the people should really think, there are 50, I believe, congressmen or whatever, that won't vote on this because of all the children who have died, and they still want to keep their guns, okay? You really ought to think of voting them out of office.
Well, there was big point raised recently that they put the Marines, the military, they make them go through hoops to acquire a firearm. What? And they showed this little boy who was 13 trying to buy cigarettes, no. Trying to buy alcohol, no. And he went to the gun shop, easy. He walked out with a rifle, no problem. Something's got to change.
Got that right. Well, mainly if they arrest the parents of the children for allowing this to happen, I think you would see some big changes.
That's a good idea, definitely.
Or fine.
My dad had guns. He would pie. But if I was one of those kids that really wanted to shoot up my classroom, I knew where it was and I knew how to use it. So,
right.
Yeah, you got a big point there.
Yeah, well, they can fine them or they can, arrest them. But it is the parents that teach the kids how to use the guns. And they go, Richard had a point on one thing. He said, how did the kid get the money to go shoot up the school? And
birthdays.
That's what I thought. Birthdays, grandparents, grandma, mother, or whatever, giving money. That's how I got it.
One year my daughter got $500. She had $500 cash. If she was into drugs, hey, she'd be set for the year.
Not the year. Mm-hmm.
Not the year. She'd be set for the next 3 months or whatever.
I'm not a world predictor, but another prediction that I will make, looking at the Queen, unfortunately, she has maybe 6 months, you know?
Oh, really?
She's going downhill real quick.
She's feeble. How old is she? Do you know exactly?
96. But you know what's weird? The other day I was talking to Richard, and he just woke up for no reason. He said to me, I was dreaming of an earthquake and mud and dirt, and I had to clean it up. And the next day there were two earthquakes.
Wow. Yes, he was telling us that before we went on air. But that's a big earthquake.
Yeah, I didn't have to clean it up.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it woke you up, Richard, the earthquakes. I thought it woke you up.
No,
I woke
up. Just a dream.
Then 2 days later, there were big earthquakes. So you saw it before it happened. Wow, you're getting sharp.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna do the shout out.
Yes, Richard is getting sharper with his powers. Thank you, Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, so much for your expertise. This was an amazing show, as usual. And thank you, Johnny and Richard. Also,
aloha. Yeah.
We are happy to be together every single Friday evening for Psychic Friday Night with Psychic Dale Shear.
Note the date that I've said this is June 3rd, and I'll say she'll have up to 6 months, and she will fade.
Okay.
Okay.
The queen, she may have less time, but after 6 months, we'll see definitely a fading happening. And, hey, well, I don't have to mark anything. It's done. Hey, we are on air, and you will be able to collect this show on Blog.
Don't mark it. Okay, aloha.
Aloha, YouTube, Life, Laughter, Happiness, YouTube, everybody. Go and see this show and listen to more exciting shows there and follow us everywhere. Aloha, Richard, Dale, and Johnny.
Aloha, Barbara.
Yep. And we'll see you next week for some amazing shows. And tune in then. Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.